This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
Today on the show, we have a returning guest. We're talking about Hemp Americana, Inc. They are in their research and development of cells and products made of industrial hemp in the United States. And with us today is Salvador Rosello. He is the CEO of the company. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol HMPQ. Salvador, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You know, I was doing some research last week on your company, and it seems you guys are going in a certain direction. Which direction is HMPQ moving to?
Well, at the moment, we're moving full blast into the CBD production and extraction. In other words, we are making, right now, finalizing partnerships with growers in New York and with an extraction, placing an extraction lab both in New York, one, and another in Maine. And this weekend, I'm traveling to Kentucky to meet with a bunch of farmers there that are growing hemp, and they're looking for also a strategic partnership. The idea of HMPQ to expand into the CBD and all their oils, because as you know, the hemp flower only has 40% of CBD oil. There are other oils in there that have become, they have remained unknown, mostly unknown, due to the techniques of extraction that are still prevalent, using butane and other liquids that really destroy the ephemeral oils. But the new technology of CO2, supercritical, superfluid, low temperature oxygen, does not leave any, does not take anything, and does not leave any residual, harmful residual. So we are moving in that. We have a couple of machines now of CO2 extraction, which will be placed in Maine. And we're negotiating for other machines to be installed in New York. And if we make a deal in Kentucky, and from there, that's three states. We have 47 to go.
Now, I understand recently you guys came into 650 acres in a square foot building of 50,000 square feet. Can you bring us up to speed what you guys are going to do with that?
No, we didn't come into, this is what the growers have at the moment, a 50,000 square foot building facility. At the moment, they're growing all the crop.
I see.
But this is the last year that they're going to do that. They're already converted to hemp. As you know, and this is not public, it's more like a wishful thinking, but it looks like it's happening. Next year, probably, hemp will be legal in New York State.
Yeah.
So people are getting ready. Everybody's getting ready for that. And we have all the products, okay? But right now, we're concentrated in the CBD. And, of course, the demand is growing at 70%, more or less, per
right.
year. And the need at the moment is not being fulfilled by all the extracting machines and all the importing of CBD oils. Nothing is filling up the current deficit in demand.
When do you think you might bring some of these CBD oils onto your balance sheet as revenues?
Well, in about 10 days, we're going to go back. We're going to Washington State, where the machine was manufactured, finished, packed, and we're shipping it to Maine to join the other machine that we had in Maine already. And we are already extracting, but very little amount. So with this new increase in volume, it will not be long before we start producing, okay, because everything is in place.
And how much does one of these machines cost?
Well, it depends on how many. It depends where you buy it first, and also the capacity of the machine. A machine, let's say, from Vitalis Corporation in Vancouver, BC, which is one of the best machines in the market, the smallest one for 90 liters costs close to $500,000. The larger ones go close to $3 million.
Wow. So anywhere from 500.
Yeah, it's a big investment.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys got your first extraction machine paid for in April. You did a press release on that.
Yeah.
And you guys are looking for, at that time you said you were looking for placements and also joint ventures. Can you bring us up to speed on that?
Yes, we found that. And we're about to sign the strategic partnership right now with the person in Maine. Probably this week it will be done. And next week, we'll go pick up the machine in Washington, send it to Maine. And the person in Maine is highly qualified, already extracting from a small machine. We have the facilities to put the machine, and we can. And I found a place with 33 tons of hemp flower already in bales, ready to be extracted.
Wow. My guest today is Salvador Rosello. He is the CEO of Hemp Americana, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HMPQ. What is the future for hemp, Salvador?
Oh, the future for hemp is the sky's the limit. This is not going to happen again in your lifetime. Whoever is not at the bus station is going to stay in town, not going to heaven. This is going to be a big, big thing. It's a paradigm shift. Okay? Look, 1 acre of hemp or marijuana will collect as much pollution from the air as 20 acres of trees. And the trees take a long time to grow.
Right.
And they accumulate a lot of carbon monoxide or dioxide, whatever. And then when we cut them, it's released back into the atmosphere. It doesn't make sense when the marijuana dies by itself.
I see.
Okay?
I see.
Yeah. So that's what is happening.
Let's talk about metrics for a second before I let you go, because we're kind of running out of time. In one of your press releases, I saw that you said that once you get things going, that you guys could generate as much as $400,000 a week in revenues. Is that true?
Once we get the whole, the big machines in place, you know, mind you, a machine takes over a month to tweak with it to get it going. Okay? By a specialist. Okay? So one of the big machines, as the manufacturer promoted, can make up to $145,000 a day in net.
Wow.
Right. That's why we're in a hurry. We want to put machines all over the country.
That's amazing. Absolutely. In closing here, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that maybe we didn't get a chance to touch upon?
Well, we have all the products. We have the Rolling Thunders hemp papers. You can see the videos on YouTube, Rolling Thunders with an S, at hemp papers at video, to YouTube. But right now, our main concern is CBD.
Absolutely.
And the other oils, okay? Because it's so beneficial, okay? Let's say you have spasms, tremors, even epilepsy. All of those are lack of bioelectrical communication. Let's say that you have an acidic diet. So what happens is that your bioelectricity connections get rusted, just like iron, and they stop communicating with each other. When you take 15 drops of CBD oil, that communication is restored because the CBD oil cooks the end of the cell itself that transmits and receives electricity and restores the communication. It doesn't get rid of the rusted. The rusted, you're rusted. But this fixes the communication, which is the main effect of having rusted communication, by electrical communication point.
Well, you said it all. You said a lot today. Like you said, main thing is there is going to be a paradigm shift in this marketplace. I want to thank you, Salvador, for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here and bring us up to speed of what's going on in the CBD oil market. I wish you nothing but continued success, and hopefully we'll talk to you in a couple of months.
Great. Thank you very much for calling, and have a great day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.